Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Big day to talk about budgets, hearing it sounds like we've got a state budget agreement, and it should be official later today. And at the federal level, pretty much the same deal. The House should pass the at least opening of the government with that portion of the bill, and President Trump says he will sign that. Coincidental within hours that both the federal and the state of Pennsylvania will be moving beyond this point. That said, the challenges for many now focused on finance. And one of the things I remember that my dad used to say, why isn't there more education for young people when it comes to money? Simple handling of money, theory of money. That's a great question to ask our next guest. Terrence Bradford is a financial educator and trying to take the stress out of dealing with budgets. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good. So why is it at the lower grade levels that kids aren't really taught about money, especially now since money is less and less changing hands and it's more and more electronic, which doesn't make it any less important?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. It's a great question. It's actually a question I've been asking myself for years and wondering why we don't teach financial literacy from kindergarten up. Right. We teach them how to add one plus one, but we don't teach them how to compound $1, right? And so if we took the time in our schools, because kids are like sponges, if you teach them early, they'll learn these concepts and be able to apply them later in life for themselves. So I agree with you 1,000%.
That said, it's never too late to learn because it's so important. And the practical part is many young people aren't equipped to deal with the finances. You know, when you start getting to a certain age, you get into college and all of this becomes really important. So where do you start with advising people how to take the stress out of budgeting?
Well, the first thing you have to do is make a decision, right? Whether you want to prioritize or socialize, right? A lot of times we find a lot of people, and you probably heard the term before, lifestyle creep, right? Where people make money and the more money they make, the more they spend, right? So you go from making $50,000 a year to $100,000 a year and you have to upgrade your car. And $100,000 a year to $250,000 a year, you have to upgrade your car again and now get the bigger house. It's just it's a mentality that people have that they have to show off the money that they make instead of trying to figure out how to save, budget, and spend correctly so that their future looks a little bit brighter.
One of the simple things I used to tell my kids, so you're in the grocery store, right, when the kids are little and they all want something. So take a magazine, for instance, back when they used to publish more magazines.
Yes.
A $4.99, so $5 magazine. So you go, okay, get that sports magazine or get whatever. Just take $5 as an example. And you do that once a week. And then suddenly it's $240 a year. And if you extrapolate that out for 10 years, that's $2,400 that you're going to pay over time just because you want one magazine. And I'll do that with everything that's extemporaneous, and it adds up to mega money over the long term. And that concept escapes a lot of people.
Absolutely. You might have just come up with a new concept for my TV show that we may add to one of our episodes, where if people look back over their lifetime, or maybe over the last 10, 20 years, and just start to add up those things that you just mentioned and how much they spent on them, and what do they have to show for it, right? I mean, if we can just change that mentality, just make one minor change, one less magazine that you're buying, or one less cup of coffee that you're spending, or buying generic versus name brand, just those little dollars of savings that add up over time and compound over time. Larry, you're 1,000% correct. I love that. I'm actually going to incorporate that into my show. I love it.
Well, you know what people do in general. It's like, oh, it's only a couple of dollars more for this or that. And then there are times when, okay, you're doing that. But overall, to your point and mine is collectively, it's not that hard in the moment to not do it. And over time, it will absolutely pay off. So where do we direct people to get more information on how to be more in tune with their finances?
Well, one of the things we're doing with our show, it's called A Check for Life, Larry. And we just brought on Holly Robinson Pete. You're getting one of the exclusive. Holly Robinson Pete is going to be executive producing the show. And if you go to acheckforlife.com, we're hosting casting calls in Atlanta, actually this weekend, next weekend in Houston, and then Dallas, Los Angeles, and New York. And it's a financial literacy competition show, Larry. And if people want to learn about how to budget, how to invest, how to set up guaranteed lifetime income for themselves, which is my mission. That's the purpose of the show, is I'm trying to help 1 million people set up self-funded pensions for themselves where they can never run out of money. That's the mission of my show. So we created the television show to kind of get that message out there. They can just go to acheckforlife.com and they can do one of two things. They can register to try to be on the show and win the $100,000 financial makeover prize, or they can just set up an account for themselves where we set up their own self-funded pension that they can add to, and when they're ready to turn it on, they get a guaranteed lifetime income check, Larry, money that they can never outlive.
I like the way that sounds.
Yes, sir.
A check for life. The host is Terrence Bradford, our guest, and I'm seeing that you have a casting, national casting tour session in Atlanta this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Too bad it's not next weekend. I'll be there with Pitt taking on Georgia Tech, but I love what you're doing. I appreciate the time this morning.
Absolutely, and good luck to your Panthers.
All right, appreciate you.
Thank you for the time.
Terrence Bradford, again, the host, A Check for Life. Check it out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.